You're back with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got Catherine Strong on the line from Extinction Rebellion. G'day, Catherine. How are you going?
Not too bad. Thanks. How are you?
Good. So there was a bit of an incident at the camp, you were saying.
Well, I'm at the camp right now. So just for anybody who doesn't have the background context, Extinction Rebellion has 3 days of action going on. We're calling it Occupy for Climate. And we've been in Parliament Gardens with some camping gear where we were hoping to camp out for 3 nights. Basically, we've been getting a lot of grief from the council and from the police. And at the moment, I am in the gardens, and there is the streets outside the gardens are lined with police cars. The gardens are full of cops. There's a small number of climate protesters here because most of them have gone down to an event that was happening down by the river. So basically, they've waited to a point where the protesters are vastly outnumbered. They are doing things like a young woman went to go to the toilet, and a bunch of cops and officers from the council chased her down, have left her absolutely in tears. She just wanted to go to the toilet. They thought she was absconding or some nonsense like that, and have harassed her to the point that she is very distressed. We've been told that we have 2 hours to clear out of here, or all of our gear will be confiscated. And all we are trying to do is just do some protests around a very, very, very serious issue that nobody is taking action on. In the jurisdiction of a council that has apparently declared a climate emergency but is refusing to actually act on those words and is shutting down climate protests.
So, are you asking for people to go down there and assist you?
If people wanted to come down and stand with us, that would be greatly appreciated. We had a rally that was supposed to be starting at 11 o'clock today, and we will do our absolute damnedest to get that protest to still happen. So if people can't get down here now and they want to come to that protest instead and stand with us to show that this is not okay, then that would be absolutely amazing. And we're just hoping at this point that that protest is not going to be shut down.
All right, so the rally's, where's the rally going to be at?
The rally was going to start here at Parliament Gardens and do a route through the city to the State Library. We have a bunch of speakers from different organisations, not just Extinction Rebellion. We have Adam Baird is coming to speak. We've got a number of socialist groups speaking, as well as forest groups, and Blockade Australia is talking at that as well. It's going to be a great event regardless. We are going to make something happen at that time. But yes, if anybody did want to give us support right now at our camp at Parliament Gardens, that would also be appreciated.
So what's been happening over the previous 2 days? Because this is the culmination. This is the last day of the Occupy.
That's right. So we were still going to be camping here tonight. So on the first day, on Thursday, we did some disruptive actions where we took a number of intersections in the city and moved through the city, also visited a few organisations that we know are responsible for doing damage when it comes to climate and environmental issues, such as the Commonwealth Bank, who are putting a lot of money into fossil fuel projects, and also Origin Energy, which just goes without saying that they have a big part to play in all of this stuff. We had less disruptive stuff yesterday because of Sorry Day, but we did go and camp out in the middle of the city, not camp, literally, but had a pop-up event there which was talking about how we can think differently about our futures, what we could be doing differently, and how we don't just need to take what's happening at the moment for granted. And then, yes, a bunch of canoes on the Yarra River right now with a message about climate, and then the slow march, and later on today, also an on-rock event where we're just going to be, well, the idea was to have a bit of fun with it, but whether the cops want to let us have fun is another matter altogether, of course.
It's interesting, isn't it, the incredible pushback when, in actual fact, we are in a climate emergency.
That's right. And as I said before, the council, Melbourne City Council, has declared a climate emergency. We're still looking for them to actually act as though that's the case, and letting peaceful protest, so Extinction Rebellion, non-violent, strictly non-violent, peaceful group, not letting peaceful protesters get out on the streets and get that message out there, we think is absolutely going against what it is that they said they stand for.
It's fascinating, the use of legislation to push down demonstrations and build it around bylaws where people aren't allowed to obstruct footpaths and stuff like that. It's fascinating, isn't it? Because it's built around the idea that people need to be obedient.
That's absolutely correct. And what we're seeing around the country right now is increasing repression of protests. So we've seen in Queensland, we've seen in Tasmania, we've seen just recently in South Australia, just last week, they've vastly increased the penalties for people who undertake peaceful protests. And of course, we've seen it here in Victoria with the forest legislation that was put through, where again, the fines for people who go in and take action to try and stop the destruction that's happening in those forests has been increased as well. I mean, fortunately, we've also seen the forest logging sounds like it's going to be shut down, but that doesn't, you know, negate the point that across the country, protesters are being targeted. We are seeing repression of peaceful protests, and at a time when we need protests more than ever, because our governments are showing us that they are not taking action on these issues. Right? So the Labor government isn't as bad as the Liberal government, but the Liberal government was the worst government in the world, pretty much. So that's not a high bar to get over. And they are still saying that they are going to be approving coal and gas projects. They've given the green light to Beetaloo. We've seen that they're doing it under dodgy circumstances. We cannot trust them to do the right thing by us. We need to take this issue into our own hands. We need to show that we are powerful. They know that we are powerful, and that is why they are repressing us. So everyone needs to get on the streets behind this issue.
And what's the feeling in the camp? I know that people are feeling a bit pushed around by the police. That's the whole point of having long lines of police around you. But what's the actual sensibility?
And people are feeling defiant. Like we know that this is public space. We have a right to be in public space undertaking political activity. That is not something that people should be telling us that we can't do. And using, as you say, these feeble bylaws and like anything that they can do to get at it. It's petty. It's showing an ugly side of both the council and just, you know, the way that the police obviously can just be deployed by the state or by the council in this instance to sort of do their bidding. And the bidding that they're doing is on the side of the wrong side of history, so put it that way. So,
Well, they'd say it was about public order. Have you been getting any responses from the general public, as it were?
Always, when we take to the streets and do the things that we do, we get a mixed response. There is always some people who are very upset and angry that we're doing what we're doing. People don't like to be disrupted, but we appreciate that. We know that that's not great. We sort of tend to respond with, look, this is something we do out of love, because if you think this is disruption, go talk to somebody and live more. But we also do always get a lot of positive responses. So for every person who says something angry to us, we usually get two or three people who give us thumbs up, who give us a positive response, happy toots on the horn rather than angry toots. So there is definitely a lot of support for what we do out there.
So, Catherine, you're calling on people to come down to Parliament Gardens. There's a rally at 11 and there's speakers.
Yes, absolutely. That would be amazing.
Thanks very much for taking some time out to talk to us, Catherine.
Thank you for hearing me. Thank you.